Okay, so I'm super nervous, but here we go. I'm from Carolina, and the motto of North Carolina is to be rather than to seem, and my family did that really well, but not in an impressive way. They were super duper crazy. One of my earliest memories is being constantly late to elementary school. And this was the time when corduroys were super popular. So I would be zipping my way through the empty hallways. And that was the sound of shame to me. Like the zip, zip, zip. But it wasn't the only sound. I haven't described my crazy family. So my mom, she loved wearing cutoff jeans, but she didn't like rolling them up so that it was like weird cutoff angles with the like the hanging. And she also wore, you know, the thing that people said, your mama wears army boots. My mom did. and I totally thought people were talking about me. So I was zipping along and she was clomping along. And she did these things because she liked working with her hands in the garden and doing carpentry and arts and crafts stuff. And she was just kind of a crazy, arty, hippie person who just didn't care. But in kindergarten, at an early age, I really cared and wanted to fit in. The other thing crazy about my family is my dad. He loved books. And this is charming. Like, Peabody is a beautiful place filled with books. But when it's in your home, every wall and crevice and bathroom and, like, the description of a bed on storage of food, like, beds on books, it's not so charming. And as a young child, I was just very frustrated about my weird artsy mom and my dad, who was constantly hidden behind books. So that's background to my story, which is the one time that this changed for me was, one way I got away from my family is hiding in the woods. I just was a feral child in the woods. And literally, I would be like, later, guys, I'm out of here. Have fun with your books and your weird craft projects. I'll see you at dusk. And they're like, cool. You know, I like ate a lot of blackberries, and I was good. And that's how I met my best friend. And so she was like the only person who whose family I invited over to my crazy house. The one time it changed, and I saw my family as more magical and less crazy, was when her brother came over with us and was like, I would like to build a hovercraft. And my dad was like, oh, we have some books about that. And he could find the books about building a hovercraft. And my mom was like, I think we have an old vacuum cleaner. And she pulled out this vacuum cleaner that was stored in the bathroom next to the books and the bits and baubles and feathers. And it was just a really fun, joyful, magical time where my hoarder, weird family turned into something like the Weasleys in Harry Potter, which is a gift because as an adult with a child, you really want to love your parents and love yourself. So I'm really grateful for that magical hovercraft moment. It never worked, but it was still a fun time. Thank you.